I started off this morning with a really good orgasm, and I'm going to try for a second one. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to, but we'll see. I was thinking this morning about something that I've really been craving, and I'm not exactly sure if I can explain it, but it's the fact that I want my body to betray me. I want to be able to lose control completely with somebody. And I want my body to react in a way that I didn't think it would. I think about this a lot when I fantasize about going down on a guy. I think about him taking control of me while I'm down there, on my knees, with my mouth open and his cock in my mouth. I just want him to use my mouth. And I want it to be sloppy. I want there to be saliva. I want there to be tears coming down my face. And when I say that I want my body to betray me, I want him to be able to reach down, put his hands underneath my panties, and feel how wet I am. Or he wouldn't even need to go underneath my panties. He could just put some fingers right up against my pussy and he would be able to tell how wet I am. And I want him to tell me what a little slut I am for getting so wet. So wet for having his hard cock in my mouth and down my throat. I also think about it too. Oh, when I think about somebody fucking my ass, I think about how wet I get from just thinking about it and fantasizing about it. And I want him to tell me that I'm a dirty little girl for wanting to get fucked there. He'll tell me how wet I am just from having his fingers on my asshole. On my tight little asshole. And he'll tease me. He'll lick his fingers. And he'll push them in. He'll pull my ass cheeks apart and push his finger in more. And I want my body to betray me. I'm going to act like I don't want him to fuck me in the ass, but I do. And he knows I want it. And he's going to take it. And he's going to do what he wants. And I'll try and fight him. I'll try and get away when he tells me that he's about to enter me with his cock. And I'll tell him to stop. And I'll tell him no. And I'll try and fight it. I'll try to get away. But he's too strong. He's got bigger hands. And he's got stronger arms, and I'm just too small to get away from him. And he'll hold me down, and he'll push me into the bed. He'll tell me to stop faking it. He'll tell me to take my hands and pull my ass cheeks apart so he can fuck my ass. He'll tell me he knows I want it. I can't lie. He can tell how wet I am. He knows that I want this. He's the only one that can give it to me. And he's happy to do it. I'll press his cock right up against my asshole. And he'll say to me, "Are you ready?" "Are you going to be a good little girl for me? Are you going to take my big cock?" Because good girls do. And I know how much you want to be a good girl for me. I can't say no. I can't say no if I want to be a good girl. So I'll let him. Even though I have no say in it. And he'll push the tip of his cock into my ass. I'll probably yell. I'll probably scream. I'll try to get away. But he'll hold me down even harder. And little by little, he'll push his way in. And he'll tell me how tight I am, how warm I am, how he couldn't wait to fuck my ass. And he'll be in all the way. He'll grab my hair, pull my head up. He'll ask me if I like it. I'll tell him no. But he knows I'm lying. He knows I'm lying because of the sounds I'm making. Because of how I'm pushing up against him. Because my pussy is so wet. And then he'll take my ass. He'll own it. He'll own me. And I don't even need to come. I just want his. I just want him to fill me with his cock. And then as a nice reward, I just want his cum. He can come in my mouth. Or on my ass. Or even in my little asshole. Whatever he wants to do. And then, when he's come, he'll pull me up against him. And he'll tell me that I'm such a dirty little girl. And he knew that I always wanted it.